This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is a Falcon Monday, and maybe you're feeling blue a little bit with the weather outside, a dreary day and the rain in the forecast. But, Mike, things are going to get better, right?
The sun will come out tomorrow. Well, as we said, it's so Falcon-y. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just such a Falcon-y game. They made a run. You know, it looked like, oh, my God, they're going to run us out of the building. It's 21-10 at halftime. So, we finally scored. We didn't get a touchdown in the first game against the Eagles. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're down 18. And you're like, oh, crap, here we go. And then to battle back and then to see Kyle Pitts showing you – I mean, if you didn't watch the game, you missed some of those plays. There's two plays. You're like, okay, you see you recognize the skills, right, Carl? So
for sure.
How do we get more of that? How do we fix the offensive line so they're not letting guys just come running in like, literally like their turnstiles? If they can fix some of that, there's games we can win this year. I mean, I'm not trying to sell sunshine, guys. Everybody's got to be on their A game. We knew that going into Tampa. You said it. We were going to be able to run the football, and they weren't.
So
we're as one dimensional as the Cowboys, and we still had it down to three late in the game.
Yeah, it's 28-10, and you and I and the rest of Falcon Nation is like, oh, hell. But in the third quarter, you do something that nobody really expected. And I want you to hear Arthur Smith talk about this because, you start talking about getting back into a game and giving yourself a shot, and then you look up going into the fourth quarter, and it's 28-25, and you're like, okay, here we go. But first and foremost, I will give the guys credit. They showed some grit. I'm not giving them a moral victory because I'm not into that. But they could have laid down completely, and this could have been embarrassing, and we could have stayed at 10 points. But they tried and tried and continued to fight. Arthur Smith talked about that.
As I said, I'm proud to coach this group. You know, we're building something in there, and these guys fight. And so you go on the road like this against a really good veteran team, and our guys kept swinging. It's unfortunate what happened at the end. We'll go in there and we'll watch the tape and we'll keep moving forward and correct things. But you got a ball game. It's 28-25. We're backed up. We get to third and inches and we don't convert. And then obviously they get the short field and they go up and then a couple tip balls later. And that's what the score was. But we got a group of fighters in there, D-led, and I'm proud to coach them.
Mike, let's talk about the short field because a lot of people may or may not be taking hold of that and saying that's the reason why we lost. Field position did play because you gave them a short field, I think, eight times on the afternoon. They started, their average drive started about the 40-yard line. They had great field position all afternoon.
Our punter, and again, Chris, I don't want to butcher his name, but again, it might not be important because based on what the coach said to the media today, they're always looking to upgrade at every position. And for those who are not familiar with the movie Spinal Tap, where the drummer always gets killed by mysterious circumstances, we go through six punters last year. So, I mean, this will be, just par for the course. I mean, it goes back to you and I trying to have people kind of clean their minds, have a fresh, clean start. And here's we go with the punter. He had a 54-yard punt. That's good. Then a 30 and a 33. He hits it. And so now after we cut it down to 3 points, to your point, Tom Brady and the Bucs are starting at our 43-yard line. Of course, they go right in, and then we're back to where, just what the we can't catch a break. And then you throw in the, you know, the pick sixes off the tip balls, eight tip passes from Matt Ryan at the line of scrimmage.
404-741-0929.
Nizalac. Sorry, Nizalac.
That's all right. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
Nizalac.
And we also have our poll question up today, guys, as we're asking you, who do you blame for yesterday? And listen, it's easy to say, wow, but was it offensive line? Was it solely Matt Ryan, which I'll address here in a second? Was it coaching? Was it the defense? You know, and again, give credit where credit's due. Defense didn't give up two pick sixes. Take off 14 points of this game, Mike. It's not 48-25 because the defense didn't give those up. So the defense, I think, again, you saw progress. I like some of the things I saw in week one. We didn't get Jalen on the ground and all that stuff we talked about. And then in week two, you got three sacks on Tom Brady. Right. They only got one on us. You wouldn't have thought that that wouldn't have been the case going into this game. You would have thought they would have dominated, had six or seven sacks, and it would have been a wrap. So there were some things you go, hey, that looked better. But at the end of the day, let's talk about Matt Ryan. Because this is where the conversation starts and finishes. For a lot of folks in our city, I just think, Mike, fair or unfair, and I think this is the way you have to look at it. If you're a Matt Ryan defender, you go, hey, man, the guy's been really good, which he has. At times, there's no doubt. You can't debate all the things that he's done. But there have also been many times like yesterday, not the two pick sixes. I'm simply saying in those moments where something happens, he's connected to it, and you kind of have this feeling about, oh, man. And it gives you this thing where it's so good, but yet it's so bad. And then you, it doesn't allow you to trust completely that, hey, when we're in this situation again, it's going to happen. Not because Matt's not capable, but because it's been 14 years. So when you've seen it time and time and time again, with the good and the bad right now is outweighing that, Mike, because we haven't been a good football team. So you don't even remember the good things. It's right. Like a bad marriage right now. You don't even remember when you guys used to kiss and hug. You're just thinking about where you're at right now and how you don't talk about things, and she's going her separate way. That's how you look at Matt right now.
It's been 7 years, Carl, in my marriage. You got to be this little close to home. Anyway, but not to your,
but that's where we are as fans.
No, and that's why we're, again, we are 5 years removed from Matt Ryan's MVP season, okay? And again, unfortunately, and I know we're trying to look forward with this program, but unfortunately, so much of this was what happened with the old general manager and the previous regime. We've got guys that, you know, the offensive line, maybe this group can correct some of these things. I heard Greg Olsen on the broadcast, who, you know, the former Carolina tight end, saying, look, you know, the center and the guard, there's too many plays where just guys are just running. Now, only one sack on the stat sheet, but affecting Matt Ryan so many times. We talked about all those deflections. We can't go down the field. I think we'll ask Arthur Smith about that, maybe why, you know, there's just so much stuff was underneath. And I think fans, Carl, they see all the explosive plays around the league. Well, we can't do that right now. We just can't do that. We tried an explosive play to Calvin Ridley. Matt couldn't get the ball to him, and he was open.
Yeah, so your guys have to be able to get down the field to have explosive plays.
But we again, guys, Matt's, we said this to start the season. It's not a knock to say Matt has limitations. Only Tom Brady can do what Tom Brady does. Matt is a guy coming to the end of his career. And unfortunately, guys, it's going to probably be sooner than later. But that's just a fact. But there is still, because he is quality and he's been here so long, and as you said, he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. You got to help him and build and do things around him that he can help this man succeed, but know his limitations. Can we agree on that at least when it comes to Matt Ryan? Because Matt, when you get us back, but you said it, it's the same crap. I mean, I need my guy at this stage of his career. He can't make those mistakes. And a deflected pass, or you want to give him a pass on that. But Carl, he's got to make plays. He's got to make plays.
Yeah, deflected pass. It was, again, you could have gambled on that and said, oh, it'll happen, it won't happen. But it happened. I can't dismiss it. So here's the other thing, though. This is what's crazy. As much as I just said about where you are, maybe how you feel about him, he played well yesterday. This is what's crazy. Guys, he was 35 and 46. He had 300 yards. He threw a couple. I mean, the fact is he threw a couple touchdowns. But the picks are what we're talking about. The interceptions are what hurt us. So that's the irony in this, is we can't see how good he was yesterday because we're blinded by the mistakes. And Mike, I don't know. He's got to fix that. The coaching staff's got to fix that. I know Matt's not happy with his performance yesterday because he knows they were in the game and they were fighting their butts off. I don't know if we win. But if you're telling me after a whole week of conversation with all of you out here that we were going to be down three going into the fourth quarter Everybody thought we were going to get murdered and killed, and then we ultimately did get murdered and killed.
Well, that's how I said to start the show. You know, it's like, you know, what if I told you Carl says we're going to play close, and Mike says we're going to get smoked, and both actually happened. We played it close, and we got smoked.
It's
which,
true.
Again, but this is why, look, I'm a Falcon fan till the day I die. I moved here in 98, and this is my team. And but my God, this game, they lift you up, and they break your heart, and that's what people are dealing with today or last night.
They teased us a little bit yesterday, right. But let's hope some of that teasing translates into more pits, translates into more touchdowns, translates into more positive wins.
You lift me up.
And you let me down. All right, guys.
What if I told you this team would cut an 18-point lead to 3 and then lose by 23 points?
Yeah.
That's so Falcony.
404-741-0929. Want to hear your thoughts. And go vote on our text or our tweet as well at Dukes and Bell 929.
Hey, one last nugget. We did have some things we liked. We like Cordarrelle Patterson. We like the fact we can actually talk about Dante Fowler, and he did something good.
Let me ask you about Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle Patterson. Your best offensive player right now?
An explosive weapon. Kyle Pitts is my most explosive weapon, but we're only scratching the surface. And as he said, he's learning as he goes, Carl. He knew more about the coverages this week and I was able to dissect it and understand it than he was last week, he said, talking to D-Led.
Yeah.
You saw the brilliance. Matt throws behind him in traffic. He makes that, doesn't miss a beat, and catches that ball, and he's up the field. It was beautiful.
It was. By the way, Falcon Report is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, don't forget, you can get all sorts of free stuff. $50 million worth of frees, not fees like those other guys charge. Frees, guys, a 1 in 14 chance of getting everything from some lava cakes to some free pizza. Go to Domino's.com tonight.
Mike Russo, avid listener of the show, goes, Brady would go 4-12 with his team. Ridley would be a third receiver on Tampa. Don't know about that.
That's just silly. Well, they are loaded, though.
Well, and then he goes, no doubt, Matt Ryan. These are just some of the things we're hearing and getting from our listeners today. But Matt Ryan isn't going to win you games by himself.
Not at this stage.
No, we know that. But that was the thing. He was making plays.
Yes.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. You're so blinded by, another pick. And so am I. I'm pissed off about it. But he was making plays. He was trying to do some of the things. We go, man, is he going to get it out of his hands? And then he does, and we score, and you go, oh, man, okay, here we go.
But that's his legacy. That's Matt Ryan's legacy. He doesn't give you a game-winning touchdown. He sets up a game-winning field goal. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a wise ass, guys. He is going to be a Hall of Famer, but it's so much where, he's good enough and competent, but he just doesn't give you the finish you're looking for. And again, we're not talking about the length of his career, okay? When you protect him, and again, in his defense, he's had some crap offensive lines over his career because the general manager never understood that. He's never really had a great defense on the other side that some of the other guys that are full first ballot Hall of Famers have had. But this is just why, that's why he's such a, I won't say divisive, but he's such a figure here in this town that nobody can get on the same page with, because you saw the good and the bad yesterday all in one and all in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, can you take the good and build on it? Want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. We're gonna open up phone lines. We do on Mondays. We talk to you. Now again, if it's all doom and gloom, don't call. We know what happened yesterday. What I really want to know is, do you have any optimism heading into week 3 against the Giants? We knew what we were up against Tampa Bay. We responded for a little bit. 404-741-0929. That is the phone number. We went up against the defending champs. I know we're discouraged about the final score, but don't you have a little bit of optimism with some of the things you saw yesterday? It's Dukes and Bell.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Our team is 0-2. We've got 15 more weeks of football. I'm not going to stop talking about them. I'm not going to not go to games. I'm not going to stop supporting them. We are frustrated with the way that the first 2 weeks have started, and they started completely opposite. Week 1 didn't look anything like week 2, but the results were the same. 404-741-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, and we're taking your phone calls as we open up the phone lines because we want to hear from Falcon fans. And as I said, how do you feel about heading into week 3 against the Giants? Any optimism whatsoever? And if you don't feel it, that's fine, but tell us why. If you do, tell us why. Because Mike and I have tried to point out some positives in this loss yesterday, as heart-wrenching as it was, because we got close and then, again, teased us a little bit with, we might do something, and then we didn't do anything. So we want to hear from you guys. Mike, let's start with Ryan in Lawrenceville on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ryan, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Yo, here's the deal. I believe that we're legit better than the Giants coming into next week's game. However, here's the deal. We have to play 60 minutes, not 45. The thing I don't want to happen is we get started fast and we don't seal the deal. So as long as we're able to continue 60 minutes, we have to seal the deal.
Appreciate you, Ryan. Hey, Mike, and 60 minutes.
I mean, yeah, and that's, you know, we talked about this earlier, and I tweeted it out. I mean, if we could ever get, you know, four quarters, but couldn't you say the same thing about parts of 17 and 18, you know, and or 19, you know, whether it was, you know, those big losing streaks where there's all sorts of different circumstances. But at the end of the day, we've got guys. We've got some playmakers. Now, we're in a little bit of a different situation. Carl, you addressed this earlier. We have what you don't want to call it Falcon fatigue. You want to call it Ryan fatigue for some fans, whatever, where it's fair or unfair to Matt. Quarterback gets the heat, and he gets the praise. But there's a Falcon fatigue thing here where people are just so sick and tired of the same song and dance. But this is a different song and dance, although there were some of the similar mistakes were made last week and then this week. But I think you see some things, Carl. Is there anything you ask me like a positive? Dean Pease defense, guys started figuring out what they're supposed to be doing. And that's the best offense in the NFL right now, and we actually got them off the field three times.
We did.
I mean, that's something that's got to count for something.
And we sacked them. I mean, you know, again, we'll see them down the road. I don't know how much better we'll be. They are a team that everybody's expecting to get back to the Super Bowl, and we'll see how that plays. But you're right, Mike. There it is, a positive. Let's talk to Robert in the ATL. Robert in Atlanta, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. My thing is, I think we will beat the Giants, first of all. I think we're good enough to beat them, whether or not we play that way. And I agree with Ryan. If we play better in the first quarter, that game could have been different. Mm. But my question that I have for you guys is, that pass to Ridley looks like it could have been an over-the-shoulder throw or something like that. It was a deep pass. Do you see a drop-off in that arm going forward based on that play, or am I overreading that?
No, I mean, Matt, he's got to put a lot of air under the ball, Carl, to get it down the field there. And that's, to me, that's a moment in the game. Just like, remember last year I was upset in the Packers game. There was another play where he couldn't connect with Ridley. I mean, Ridley beats his man. I don't know if it was by definition a goal route, but he's down the sideline. And whatever he did, he's got a step or two on the guy. And then he's got to stop running because the ball is underthrown. And that's, you know, that's just that happens. And guys don't, unless, as we said earlier, Carl, unless you're Tom Brady, guys don't get stronger as they go.
Yeah, Ryan, I don't think you're looking too far into that. I think timing is one thing. Releasing it to give the receiver time to run under it. If you're releasing it late and they're already to their spot, he's got to slow down and try to come back to it. But I will also say, to your point, go look at Russell Wilson throwing to Tyler Lockett over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Amazing throws. Go look there's a couple of other examples yesterday, right, that we saw. And one was Jalen Hurts. He threw a beautiful ball down the sidelines, and they ended up not scoring because they ran some stupid, you know, Eagles special or whatever it was, Philly special. But the fact was, the completion was like a 75-yard play down the field. He throws it perfectly over the shoulder to the receiver. Some of that is timing. Some of it is arm strength. And I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Right, and on the throw, now granted he's in traffic, but Matt throws it behind Kyle. Now, whether Matt knew Kyle Pitts could make that play, but Atlanta Falcons just released a video. I just retweeted it. I mean, in real time, it's unbelievable how amazing that catch is by Pitts, and he just keeps on moving.
Big hands, Mike, big hands. We talked about that reach. He's got like a 7-footer's reach.
Right.
So, Ryan, appreciate the call in Lawrenceville. We love Lawrenceville. Let's talk to, and Robert, by the way, D and Marietta, our old buddy. D, what's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Hope everybody's having a dry day. Just like most Atlanta Falcons, we're having our love-hate relationship. But I'm one of those people that I can't put it all on Matt, because Matt didn't give up, you know, 30 points. I know you made the comment earlier that, you know, the two pick sixes, the defense didn't give up. But at the end of the day, they're still averaging, for the past few years, giving up over 30 points. Whether we have the lead or we don't,
this is true.
You know, put up late. At the end of the day, old school football, new school football starts to begin with the O-line or D-line. So if the new GM wasn't going to invest in the O-line to protect Matt, the least you could do is try to invest in the defense a little more to be able to at least keep us competitive and give Matt a chance to make those plays late in the game, and we can win some 24-20 versus trying to come back from, you know, and catch up and Matt have to score 30 points every game. So right. I won't put it all on Matt, but I will put it all on the GM and them putting the team together to be more competitive.
I mean, we talked about, you know, should you have made a commitment to offensive line? This goes back to the great debate about is Kyle Pitts just too good a talent to not draft? Because some general managers, Carl, would come at it from a completely different angle and say, yeah, I'll try to trade down. You got to have a partner to do that. But I would either get Penei Sewell or Rashawn Slater or something like that. Because, you know, you've got – and you kick either Jake or McGarry inside, and there's your offensive line. It's a better offensive line. But we didn't do that, and they thought we could address it through free agency, and we didn't have a lot of money to spend. So I get where he's coming from with that. And we you and I have talked about this, you know, for years. I mean, you've got to have balance in a run game. Now, we saw what Dak Prescott on the Cowboys offense. He had a much better offensive line than what do you think? Now, Dak also was throwing a ball quick, though. But I didn't see Dak's passes getting deflected. Did you?
No, I did not. Not as frequently as Matt.
Eight deflections in the game yesterday.
Even without the two pick sixes, it's still 34-25. Let's just say those didn't happen. That's our caller's point. D and Marietta saying, hey, it's still 34 points. We still got to score 30. Right. And, you know, part of the illusion that I think many of us are still trying to figure out is we're never going to get back to having an elite offense like we did the year we go to Super Bowl, because that was our best defense. Teams just couldn't keep up with us. You're correct. Seeing some teams around the league have that kind of success. Guess who's having it? Buccaneers. They're putting so much pressure on you every offensive possession that if you don't score and keep up with them, then their defense gets to tee off on you. So it's no secret. D, great phone call. Let's go to Cartersville and talk to Tavon. Cartersville, what's going on? Hey, man.
It's Tavon.
Tavon, what's going on?
Hey, I've been a Falcons fan since 1974 in Hayward, California, and I love the Falcons back in the day. You know, Steve Barkowski, everybody, Lehman Bennett, the whole shooting match. The Falcons are terrible right now, but they dig and scratch, and they can't seem to get out of their own way.
Do you feel confident going into next week with anything that you've seen over the last 2 weeks? That is the question.
I do. They're making strides in the right direction. The defense, the offense did. You pulled within three, outscored them in two quarters. I do.
That's what we want to know. Appreciate the phone call, because – Mike, if we didn't, then this thing is heading in the wrong direction. I know we're all upset right now, but as I said, and Mike has said, there are some things that you go, that is a positive. That is something we've got to get better at. And I got to give credit to one of our Twitter listeners, Twitter followers. They said, ladies and gentlemen, they sent me a meme saying, this is your 2021-22 Giants, and the Giants are blocking themselves against the Broncos.
Yeah.
And he says, I have a lot of confidence. Guys, so do I. I know it might sound crazy right now coming off of this loss, but I think we go to New York and we play well next week. Now, the question to our last caller, maybe two callers ago, said, can we play 60 minutes? Mike, can we?
I've been asking that question all day.
Can we?
Well, we haven't done it in 4 years, so let's see. I mean, let's see. Even in the games we win in the last couple of years, we've had some guys not making plays. Look, it's a young football team. They're going to get better on offensive line. Hopefully some of these things can be corrected. You got a tackle playing guard and a center in only, what, his fourth, fifth start in the NFL. And it looked like it at times. If that can get a little bit better, I don't know. The great debate now is about, well, how do we keep Matt from getting his passes deflected? Well, I don't know. Is the coach going to move around in the pocket more? Yeah, that's not what Matt does.
No, but that hasn't happened every game. If that starts happening every game, you're going to get a ball batted down. If we start getting eight or nine balls batted down every game, then that's a concern.
But this is one of the best run defenses in the league. We said the Cowboys couldn't run the ball. We couldn't run the ball. So against the Giants, we'll be able to run the football and get the balance we've been talking about all offseason. Because that helps Matt. That, again, guys, we're not asking Matt to be Tom Brady. He can't do that at this stage of his career. Got to play to Matt's strengths and put him in a place where he can succeed. You know, and look, but then there's also some plays that Matt's got to make as an NFL quarterback, making as much money as he is. I mean, we're not heaping all the blame. We give you all the different things that happen, and we still have people going, well, Matt, don't blame Matt for everything. Well, when is Matt ever responsible for some of you guys, for crying out loud, at this stage of his career? I mean, it's wrong to not expect what happened. We get it down to freaking 3 points, two pick sixes. I don't care how they happen. There's still two pick sixes. Give me a freaking break. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Let it out.
No, I'm just like, I mean, yes, Matt, everybody needs to be better, okay? Mayfield needs to be better. We finally got to talk about Dante Fowler. That was great. Can we talk about Dante Fowler more? Okay, everybody on this team has to play better, including the highest paid franchise quarterback.
That's it. Appreciate the calls, guys. Travis, sorry, man. We're running out of time.
Sorry, dude. I told you I was going to save my voice. Sorry about that.
No, man. Listen, it's frustrating.
To me, it's like there's some guys in this town, they want to blame it all on Matt, and there's some guys where Matt never did anything wrong in this freaking team. Yeah. Let's get a clue here.
You can't be the quarterback, make those mistakes, and not hear about it. Not on this show. Some other shows, maybe. Not on this show. not this show. All right, coming back, we're going to go around the yard. Braves back in action. We are still in first place, guys. We are done early at 6. Coach's show coming up. Arthur Smith with Dave Archer. And the player segment today is Marlon Davidson, who had a sack yesterday. You're going to hear all of that in the 6 o'clock hour. But we'll talk about our Braves next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, guys, it is brought to you by our friends at New Realm Brewing. You guys know, get that Beach Crusher Variety 12-pack. It features 4 deliciously refreshing beers that pair perfectly with the Georgia summer. And it's hazy like a fox, the IPA, Hoptropolis IPA. Track them down near you using the beer finder. Mike, let's talk about our Braves because so much happened over the weekend. And by the way, we will focus a lot more on college football tomorrow, dive a little bit deeper into what we saw and what's going to happen this upcoming weekend. But a big shout-out, dogs win, obviously, and we saw Georgia Tech take Clemson to the wire. Mike, 14 points scored by Clemson at home. Nobody would have suspected that. Georgia Tech loses 14-8, but we're going to look at the big scope and the big picture a lot more tomorrow.
Right. I mean, so many great games, especially we talk about, you know, obviously Georgia, you know, doing it. Although the quarterback rotation thing was a bit confusing. Of course, Alabama and Florida and, man, Ole Miss, don't watch out now, man. Boy, is that an exciting team to watch.
Yeah, it really is. All right, man, let's talk about the Braves. The lead right now as we speak, okay, we snapped a 4-game losing streak yesterday, 3-0 win. And we'll let you hear Rosario, who went for the cycle, which is pretty cool. But, Mike, this lead is now 2 games in the East.
Yeah, we are leaking, boys. And we knew the Giants were going to be tough. We took 2 out of 3, hit our place. And, unfortunately, they take 2 out of 3 at their place. Friday night had me wanting to throw a brick at the TV. Can we just try to manufacture a run, Carl? They were out of hitters. They were able to get a guy over to third and to get Gausman. Remember our Gausman to pinch hit. We decided we're going to let Ozzy swing away on an 0-for-4 night. We never bunt a guy over to third. So that one, I wanted to strangle Snicker on Friday. And then, unfortunately, just a good pitching performance. We couldn't get anything going on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you talked about it. I mean, we knew that, you know, this was going to be a tough series. But Rosario, the second player now in a month, hit for the cycle, and Max Fried with a really great effort.
Yeah. Rosario, what, the 8th player in Braves history to do this, guys. This is what it sounded like when he did it in the top of the 9th.
Little looper. He's got it. Rosario has hit for the cycle. And he wants that baseball, you bet. Double, triple, homer, single.
4 hits, and I think he's seen 5 pitchers maybe today.
All right, buddy boy. We now take on the worst team in Major League Baseball, Arizona, and the Phillies get the They get the worst team. We get the second worst team. So we have no room for error, Carl. We can't slip up against the Diamondbacks.
No. I'm looking at, you know, the D-backs, 48-win team. They're already, it's a 100-loss team. So, you know, you go back to when we were in rebuild mode for those 3 years we lost 90-plus. This is the D-backs right now. So they're running a guy out tonight, 5 ERA for the most part. You got to take advantage of this series. I've been saying this for almost a month and a half now. I just didn't want it to come down to being at home, which we will be, last week of the season, and the Phillies come in for 3 and could shift this division to their favor. And then we go into the last series against the Mets, having to win one or two of those games. Let's not have ourselves in that situation. So we just got to keep winning. But we said this, Mike, this road trip at this point in the season was going to be difficult.
It'll be Hanoa on the bump. Again, it's a 9:40 start. So I guess you can, you know, watch some Monday Night Football, switch over and catch the Bravos. Meja is going. Meja is going for the Diamondbacks. Carl, interesting sidebar with the West Coast trip.
Yeah.
We get Arizona for four games. And then San Diego. Have you seen the soap opera that the San Diego Padres have become?
Yeah. You got Tatis.
Machado. They're all getting into it. Bench coaches, yeah. All sorts of stuff. So I'm not saying they're falling out of the wild card. They looked unbeatable earlier. They've had a lot of injuries. So I don't know if that helps us or hurts us, but we get that was going to be a tougher patch when we looked at the schedule and how it compared with Philly in the month of September.
Yeah, Machado fussed at Tatis for trying to argue balls and strikes over the weekend, and then they got into it before getting back on the field, had to be separated, but that's their two superstars. I mean, right. They went and signed those two guys for a lot of money. So, yeah, there's some inner dysfunction going on right now. Let's hear from Brian Snicker, though. All these guys we continue to talk about. Duvall's been amazing, right? Soler, great. Now you add Rosario, who we haven't seen for as much time, but the time that he's been in there, he's been really good. Here's Snit.
No, he's good. That's great for anybody. I mean, that's quite a feat to do. And, when you get – that's a big deal for a hitter, to hit for the cycle. I mean, great accomplishment, and congratulations to him.
Now, Mike, what about Will Smith bouncing back? Because Snit, you know, he ended up getting another save yesterday, but Snit was talking about Smith – guys, going into the playoffs, he's our closer. He's got, 33 saves now on the year?
We get the big home run on Friday. He turns around and gives one up on Friday night.
That's right.
So it's really, you and I used to argue about this earlier in the season. There's no point because Snicker's not going to come off it. It's not like they're going to throw Matzik out there. Will Smith, they're going to ride or die when Will Smith is the closer.
No, they are. I mean, that's the thing. And he's given him ample opportunity to run out there and get him, 35, 36. He might have 40 saves by the end of the season, depending on how the season rolls. But right. The trust level, it's not the record. The record is the record, but it's the trust level in those areas. And when you get into those, end of the season like this, man, I want to run a guy out there and go, he'll get the job done. And not have that eerie feeling that it's not going to happen. Here's what Snit said about Will Smith rebounding.
I know Will took that harder than anybody the other night, and he couldn't wait to get back out there. And that wasn't an easy sledding for him either with those three guys. And he was really good. So I'm happy for him to bounce back like that. Just kind of shows why he does that job. He can turn a page. It's, you got to have a short memory in that. And he showed that that's why we're going to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's right, but it's just tough because that Friday night game, I told you, Carl, I was so livid. I was texting you. I'm losing my mind.
It was bad, yeah.
It's just tough because that's one. We're down into the nitty-gritty, as you always say, nut-cutting time because, the Phillies are two games back. It's pretty much about an even draw right now, as we said. We're both playing some really bad teams, and let's hope we can get things going. Are you losing a little confidence? Where's your confidence level at right now with the Bravos?
I just thought this road trip was going to be tough. If we got to be .500 coming back or better. We just cannot be losing road trip and coming back home that last week and feel like, oh, we're okay. I think we're going to be, fighting for our lives. I don't think this is going to be easy. And especially Philly smells blood in the air, man. They just do. I mean, that's where they're at. And they know those head-to-head games on the 28th, 29th, 30th,
they
can get a full
the division,
game.
Right.
That's right. That's a full game. It's not a half a game. So they know. They just want to be in position to strike there, and then it's let the best man win. And I don't even want it to come down to that. It's Dukes and Bell. Braves, by the way.
And just real quick, and we'll get the coaches show is coming up with Arch. Marlon Davidson is going to be on, as Carl mentioned. Just in case you're wondering, we are still in a position for the wild card, but right now, I mean, we'd be right there neck and neck with the Cardinals for that second wild card.
They're hot, Mike.
We don't want to go down that road.
They're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cards are listen.
San Diego's 3.5 out right now for the wild card.
These teams, whether it's the Cards, if we end up having to face the Brewers, and I'm projecting that we're going to get to the playoffs, even if it's not the Dodgers, these are not going to be easy series. I mean, they're not, man. I'd love to get the Cardinals, Mike, to get a little revenge from a couple of years ago. But even though I know a lot of guys who weren't on the team or are on the team now, it still doesn't sit right with me. I certainly doesn't sit right with a lot of fans here with the Braves. But, I'm just saying, the Brewers, the Cards,
right.
All these teams that are in the wild card contention are really good. This is going to be a tough deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.